This reading is from Tim O'Brien's The Things They Carried, from the vignette entitled Good Form on pages 179 to 180. It's time to be blunt. I'm 43 years old, true, and I'm a writer now, and a long time ago I walked through Kong Nai Province as a foot soldier. Almost everything else is invented. But it's not a game, it's a form. Right here and now, as I invent myself, I'm thinking of all I want to tell you about why this book is written as it is. For instance, I want to tell you this. 20 years ago, I watched a man die on a trail near the village of Mai Ki. I did not kill him, but I was present, you see, and my presence was guilt enough. I remember his face, which was not a pretty face, because his jaw was in his throat, and I remember feeling the burden of responsibility and grief. I blamed myself, and rightly so, because I was present. But listen, even that story is made up. I want you to feel what I felt. I want you to know why story truth is truer sometimes than happening truth. Here is the happening truth. I was once a soldier. There were many bodies, real bodies with real faces, but I was young then, and I was afraid to look. And now, 20 years later, I'm left with faceless responsibility and faceless grief. Here is the story truth. He was a slim, dead, almost dainty young man of about 20. He lay in the center of a red clay trail near the village of Mai Ki. His jaw was in his throat. His one eye was shut, the other was a star-shaped hole. I killed him. What stories can do, I guess, is make things present. I can look at things I never looked at. I can attach faces to grief and love and pity and God. I can be brave. I can make myself feel again. Daddy, tell the truth, Kathleen can say. Did you ever kill anybody? And I can say honestly, of course not. Or I can say honestly, yes.